Well, let's talk now to Vaughan Smith, journalist and founder of the Frontline Club, who's a friend of Julian Assange, in fact, one of the people who posted bail of £20,000 for him. And he actually let Julian Assange stay at his Norfolk home for more than a year. So we've just heard that Ecuador is going to grant asylum to your friend. What's your reaction?
Well, I'm extremely pleased. I'm absolutely delighted, yes. I'm very pleased indeed.
So what do you think he will do now? Do you think he will attempt to go to Ecuador despite all the difficulties that there might be of getting to the airport?
Yes, I think he would like to go to Ecuador. I think that's where he should go. And hopefully we will, we'll be a little bit more tolerant about this. I think we need to consider the fact that Ecuador, the Ecuadorians are the only people that can really consider the matters they've considered. They've concluded that there is a threat to his life. I think we should honour that and we should, you know, we should be a little bit more tolerant on this.
But he is facing serious allegations in Sweden, isn't he? Shouldn't he go there and face those?
I think ideally, yes. But the Ecuadorians have offered the Swedes the opportunity to come and interview him in the Ecuadorian embassy, and they've refused. I think there's a lot of pride involved here. The Swedes have decided to go and interview, which is what they're supposed to do with Assange at this particular point in their legal process. They have interviewed an alleged murderer in Serbia, but they choose not to come to London to interview Julian Assange. I think that's very disappointing.
Now, the Foreign Office has made it pretty clear that it will arrest Julian Assange if he sets foot on British soil. In other words, he comes out of the embassy. So physically, how do you think he's going to manage this journey?
I don't know. I mean, I think the journey is only possible if the British authorities agree to it, and I think they should agree to it. I mean, we've had an interesting insight into what's been happening behind the scenes with this sort of, you know, bullying of Ecuador, this sort of gumboat diplomacy. I think sometimes you should stick your hands up and say, OK, we haven't won this one, and maybe we're wrong. I think we are wrong. I think Julian Assange should be protected. I mean, if Ecuador believes that he's entitled to political asylum, we should respect that.
What do you call bullying? The government would say is upholding European law.
European law. No court in Britain has considered any evidence here. The British courts haven't considered whether he, nor has the press, I think, enough, whether his life is actually threatened.